We're going to talk a little bit about some of the interviews that we've done so far, specifically the one with Mike.
Well, Mike talked about a little bit how where he grew up from and what he was talking about, how you like what you need to be different from your other people in your classmates and people in your grade just to make it to the next level in sports and life. You just got to always want to do better and better for yourself.
He also talked about, you know, what drove him to play football and, you know, his different struggles.
He was, like, talking about how he believed in God to help him get through what he needed to do when he was playing football and, like, sometimes just needed him to get by the hard times.
One thing that stood out to me, like, when he was talking was how much he, like, stressed dedication. And I feel like a lot of younger people have, like, a hard time finding somewhere to, like, pull that from. And I think that's where he was talking about, like, God, that's how he got himself motivated and stayed dedicated. Is there, like, anything that you guys use to, like, make you more dedicated to football?
He wasn't just a regular football player. Like, he was the one who stayed after practice and ran them extra sprints, or he was in the weight room lifting them extra weights. It's like you always got to want to go the extra step and do the extra thing to make you a better player. That's what's really going to separate you from other players later in life and later in your football career or whatever you do.
He was talking about how he had a trainer, so he was probably working when nobody else was working.
I would have done the same thing. I would have probably ran a couple extra laps just trying to make the extra step, because sometimes I would be like behind everyone else and I want to like prove to my friends what I'm able to do.
Yeah, I think it's really important that, like, even when you're not like the best, you continue to push yourself to like be the best that you can be.
It's about what you do. It's not like really a day off. It's like really what you do when you like the smaller tissues and extra, because it's not really a day off. It's still a working day. You're just not physically working with your team. So it's like about when you're by yourself and when there's nobody around, what you want to do, what are you going to do to get better, and what are you going to do to get further, football or whatever you do.
I'm here with Eric Gary. We're going to ask him a couple questions about how you feel about the Mike Mitchell interview.
I thought it was a good interview. He gave us a lot of background information about himself that we may not have known and how we could get better. And he taught us things that we could use going into our football careers. So he gave us some information that we may not have known, but now we know about it now.
What do you guys think, like, the most inspirational or, like, motivational thing that he said when he was talking about, like, pushing yourself and coming from, like, not the best place, but, like, still knowing that you can do whatever you want to do?
He said something about family, you know, how they pushed him, and that was a big part of his success. So I think that's really important, and God, too.
I feel like one important thing he said was what separates him from the other safeties in the league is, like, he works better in worse conditions, like in bad situation. He takes it, he likes to be in situations, so it's more mental for him. Like, he knows what to do and what to expect in situations, so that's what makes him separate himself from being different. That's what really, like, touched me, for real. That's made me think, like, how am I going to work in a situation? Like, what am I going to do when it's time to make that play or whatever you got to do?
I think most important was his family was pushing him, because you feel like abandoned if your family doesn't help you figure out what you need to do. And unless you feel alone, you got God on your side too. So that's what I think the most important thing.
All right, I'm Kiara Fry from Youth Express at the St. Vincent College. We'll be back with more interviews and discussion later. Thanks for tuning in. Youth Express, catch the future.
Our Lord, looking down at us.